Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast right here on the Wildcaster app, Tucson.com, Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That is Dominic Pacheco. I'm Justin Spears. It is officially March Madness NCAA tournament, and if you're a college basketball fan, it is the best time of the year. Dom, I'm sitting in a hotel room right now in Boise, Idaho. Did not think that I was going to be in Boise, Idaho. I really just did not.
You're probably planning on being in San Diego, right?
Yeah. And, I really thought that I was going to be having a legitimate California burrito with French fries in it. But instead, I'm on the hunt to find the world's best bowl of mashed potatoes. So,
hey, Taco Bell burrito, go get yourself a nice California burrito.
Yeah, the fake California burrito.
Exactly. It's probably a little bit colder up there than San Diego, too. Did you pack right?
Yes, yeah. It's, when I landed, it said it was 51 degrees, but it felt like 10 degrees. I was like, this isn't Tucson, Arizona, 51 degrees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right, Dom, well, I guess the reason why we are making this podcast, the whole reason why we're jumping on this pod is because we want to break down our bracket. And, there's so many brackets that have been made for just pretty much everything. I saw a bracket for the best Kanye West songs.
Best memes.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to do that. We're actually going to break down the NCAA tournament bracket. Dom, I guess we should probably go ahead and start off with the South region.
Absolutely.
Yeah, since Arizona, they are the number 14, or they're not the 14th seed. They're the number 4 seed. Oh,
and they're underseeded.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to go ahead and take on the number 13 seed Buffalo Bulls. But before we get to the Wildcats, let's go ahead and start from the top and kind of work our way down. Let's go ahead and start with the number 1 overall seed, Virginia. They're taking on Maryland Baltimore County, a team that Arizona faced this year. Dom, I think you and I can agree that Virginia is probably going to win that one, right?
Let's get this one out of the way nice and quick. Virginia on to the next round.
Cool. Number 8 versus number 9, Creighton, Kansas State. I got Kansas State. How about you?
I'm going to take Creighton in this one, Justin.
Okay. We like to be different. Moving ahead, number 5, Kentucky versus number 12, Davidson, the program that Steph Curry built. Who do you got?
Like, this is a tough one for me. I've been extremely tempted to pick Davidson. Just in their overall body of work, they beat Rhode Island, who's been ranked all year, but I'm going to have to go Kentucky.
Same. Okay, now let's go ahead and stick or go down to the Wildcats. Like I said, they're taking on number 13, Buffalo. Buffalo is an interesting matchup just because they really like to spread the floor. They're an offensive juggernaut team, and they rely on really good guard play. If there's a team that anybody could compare Buffalo to that Arizona faced this year, is actually, I like to compare them to Arizona State. I mean, they're not really big, but they have guards, and when they're on, they're really on. Who do you got in that one?
I got to go Arizona in this one.
Yeah, same.
If anyone has an answer for DeAndre Ayton, it's not Buffalo.
Yeah. Moving ahead, number 6, Miami, Florida against number 11, Loyola, Chicago. I am actually taking the upset on this. I have Loyola, Chicago beating Miami. What about you?
Justin, you're not as crazy as you think. I got the same thing in my
head. Yeah, my man, dog. We, you know, great minds
think alike. Right?
Great minds think alike. Okay.
Or we're crazy, one or the other.
I have a gut feeling that this game, Miami's probably going to win by 30 points. And
look, Loyola Chicago played Florida close early in the year. They might have beat them. Let me see. Yeah, beat Florida by 6 at Florida early in the year. So they're, I don't want to say battle tested, but they have that experience against top tournament teams. I like them in this one.
Absolutely. Number 3, Tennessee against number 14, Wright State. I have Tennessee. I have the Vols winning big. Just everything that they've done in the SEC. SEC has really improved over the last couple of years. It's not just Kentucky, but, you know, you have teams like Florida, Alabama, and Tennessee, Auburn. SEC has really stepped up big time over the last few years. And the fact that Tennessee's a 3 seed really shows the kind of team that they are.
Absolutely. And I still look at them as kind of top heavy. I don't think it's – I think it's going to take a while to unseat Kentucky. You know, officially, they might lose a conference tournament title here or there. But Kentucky's still a top dog. But, yeah, they're definitely stronger in the middle. I like Tennessee in this one as well.
Number 7, Nevada, coming out of the Mountain West against number 10, Texas. The Longhorns were a bubble team, and they were able to just squeak in. I'm actually going to go ahead and say Texas on this one. Looking at Nevada's roster, I don't see a player that can guard Mo Bamba. And again, right. Mo Bamba is one of the best big men in college basketball. So I like the Longhorns in that one.
You know, I know we agreed on Texas in the first one this year, or our first podcast, first time we went through the South. I'm actually going to go with Nevada here.
Okay.
Beat Rhode Island early in the year, and Mo Bamba is about all Texas has. They've been a 500 team for most of the year, so I like Nevada.
Number 2, Cincinnati against number 15, Georgia State. I like the Bearcats in that one, Don. What about you?
Go Cincy.
Let's do it. All right, moving ahead to what was projected to be Arizona's region. Let's go ahead and move down to the West. Playing in Nashville's number 1, Xavier, against the playing game of North Carolina Central and Texas Southern. I like Xavier winning big, obviously.
Give me Xavier big.
Go Musketeers. All right, number 8, Missouri against number 9, Florida State. Man, I'm really on the fence with this one, but I'm going to go ahead and give the Tigers the benefit of the doubt because they have Michael Porter Jr. back, a player that's projected to be a top 5 pick of the draft, and someone who I think is really going to be the face of the NBA here pretty soon. Although he's still shaking off the rust and he's still not 100%, I like the fact that the Tigers have Michael Porter Jr.
The last thing you just said there is not 100%. That's what's going to do it for me. Somewhere in the world, Jameis Winston's shaking his head at you right now. I'm licking my W fingers. They beat North Carolina this year, kept it close with Virginia and Duke. I'm going to go Noles.
Okay, go Noles. Number 5, Ohio State versus South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits, they're playing in Boise. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Buckeyes.
I'll take the Buckeyes with you.
Absolutely. Number 4, Gonzaga versus UNCG. Dom, are you looking at the bracket? I can't figure out what those initials are. Obviously North Carolina, right?
Yes, sir. It's North Carolina, Greensboro.
Greensboro. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Zags in this one just because.
No, the Greensboro is what did it for you, huh?
Yeah, I saw UNC and I was like, oh, I got the, no, they're not the Tar Heels, they're Greensboro.
You and I will both go Zags.
Number 6, Houston versus number 11, San Diego State. Upset. I'm going to pick the Aztecs in this one.
You and I are on the same page with these upsets, man.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, you know, when you think of upsets, you look at the 11-6 or the 12-5s, those seems to be the common trend of upsets. And San Diego State, although they didn't win the Mountain West regular season championship, they won the tournament. They're playing really good. They're playing really good basketball right now. I don't think if they won their tournament, they would have been in that large bid. But they won the conference tournament. They're playing good basketball right now.
You know, what does it for me, Houston has not won a tournament game since 1984 when they reached the Final Four. Many people probably remember that, probably didn't know it was the last time they won a tournament game.
Was that, I mean, I wonder, is that during the Hakeem Olajuwon days?
In 1984?
I would imagine so, right? Because Hakeem and...
Hakeem Olajuwon, yes it was, averaged 16 and 13 that year.
Wow, that's incredible. Incredible.
There you go. Last time Houston won a tournament game was with Hakeem Olajuwon. So keep that in mind when you're filling out your bracket.
Absolutely. Number 3, Michigan versus number 14, Montana. Michigan is one of the hottest teams in basketball right now.
Well, we haven't seen them in 2 weeks because the Big Ten tournament was a week early. But they're a trendy pick to go all the way. I don't know if I'm going to have them that far. We'll find out momentarily, but I definitely haven't beaten number 14, Montana.
I see Michigan either doing two things. They're either going to go to the Elite Eight / Final Four, or they're going to lose in the first week. Or
right.
It's a flip of the coin, but Michigan's playing good basketball right now. I got the Wolverines. Texas A&M against Providence. That is the 7-10 matchup.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, because a part of me thinks that, you know, Texas A&M, at one point in time, they were a top 10 team. When Arizona beat them back in December, it was kind of viewed as, oh, that's a marquee win because A&M was ranked 7th in the country at the time. They've definitely fallen off since then. I really don't know, Dom. I'm going to go ahead and give the Aggies the benefit of the doubt.
Let me give you my insight here. You know, the Aggies don't shoot the three ball well, 32.8% from outside. Like you said, they've tampered off at the end of the year. Providence, on the other hand, are great three-point defenders, and they got a bunch of guys that average double figures. I like Providence in this one.
Okay, let's go ahead and move over to the – oh, wait. No, we got one more matchup. Number 2, North Carolina versus number 15, Lipscomb. The former school of Arizona legend, Talbot Denny himself. I got North Carolina winning big.
Yeah, you and I both.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the East region. Number 1, Villanova taking on LIU Brooklyn in Radford. The winner of that play-in game will get the Wildcats in Pittsburgh. Number 16 seed has never beat Villanova. Villanova is pretty much the best team in college basketball right now, or arguably. I got the Wildcats winning.
Wildcats big.
All right.
Radford, I will give this to Radford. Watching their conference championship, they hit the buzzer beater 3. Played well tonight against Brooklyn. But, yeah, I mean, you can't pick against number 1 Villanova.
Mm-hmm. Number 8, Virginia Tech against number 9, Alabama. And Alabama was another controversial team to get in because they were selected over USC. USC had a better record. But Alabama had better wins against opponents. I will actually, you know, Alabama kind of reminds me a little bit of that 2008-2009 Arizona team. Just when, you know, they started off really good and then they fell off. And just when you thought the nail was in the coffin that they weren't going to make the tournament, they just completely turned it on in February. They almost won the conference tournament. And they barely squeaked in. I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama does make a Sweet 16 run. I got the Roll Tide over the Hokies.
You know, it often comes down to in March who the best player on the court is. This game is going to be Colin Sexton. Roll Tide onto the second round.
Absolutely. West Virginia, number 5, versus Murray State, number 12. Usually, again, the 12-5 upsets, it's a common trend. However, Murray State, they don't have their former legendary point guard, Isaiah Cannon, as we all remember him when he led the Racers deep in the tournament that one year. I got the Mountaineers winning big.
Mountaineers big. They play good basketball. Underseeded at 5, they should be at least a 3. I'm taking the Mounties here.
Wichita State, number 4, versus Marshall, number 13. Marshall hasn't been to an NCAA tournament in quite some time. I think it's been 13 years or something like that since the Thundering Herd have been to NCAA tournament game. A part of me wants to think that that little magic that they have behind them, that drought of not making the NCAA tournament, will kind of lift them and possibly getting a win. And Dom, no. Dom, quick trivia. Who's the head coach of Marshall?
D'Antoni?
It is. The brother of Mike D'Antoni.
Yep. Yeah, that's the only reason I knew that.
His name is Dan D'Antoni. It's a heck of a name.
Dan D'Antoni.
All right.
I got Shockers here, Justin. Who you got?
I got Shockers.
God, you talk on Marshall. I get excited to think you're going to pick them when you go back to Wichita
State. Yeah, I mean, you can never pick against Wichita State in March Madness, man. You can never do that.
Shockers, baby.
Number 6, Florida against St. Bonaventure. The Bonnies just beat UCLA in the play-in game out there in Dayton. If UCLA were to win that game, I would actually pick them to beat Florida. However, I'm not buying St. Bonaventure against Florida at this point.
Absolutely not. I don't know how. I don't like this Florida team as much as some other Florida teams that have made deep runs in the tournament that we've seen in recent years. But I like them enough to get by Bonaventure in the first round. I agree with the UCLA thing, though. That was actually going to be my pick if they got past this round. But obviously, I have to change brackets up a little bit, take it into account the first four, which is playing out right now. So I'll take Florida in this one now.
Moving along, number 3, Texas Tech against Stephen F. Austin. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Red Raiders in this one.
You like the Red Raiders, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I've been licking my chops at this one for the last few days. Stephen F. Austin, weren't they the ones that knocked off Duke a few years ago as a 2-seed?
Yeah.
No, that was Lehigh. I'm thinking of Lehigh. Stephen F. Austin beat someone. They have a knack for upsetting teams. If not, and if I'm wrong there, maybe I'm just have a gut feeling that they're going to win this one. I'll take a 14 seed over Texas Tech.
I love it. Number 10, Butler versus number 7, Arkansas. Oh, man. This is one I've completely stumped on, Dom. You know, as much as I want to say that Arkansas will get it done, again, Butler, they've always find a way in March. I like the Bulldogs in this one.
Butler is 8-10 since January 1st, but as you said, it is March and it's a new Butler breed. I'll take the Bulldogs with you.
Number 2, Purdue versus Cal State Fullerton. Boilermakers, winner of the Big Ten championship. They've been playing tremendous basketball all year long. Again, that's another team that Arizona fell to earlier this year, and they didn't just fall. They got smoked by the Boilermakers. Yeah. I like the Boilermakers in this one.
I'll take Boilermakers, too. Important note, did not win the Big Ten title in the conference tournament. That was Michigan, but did win the regular season. I agree with you, though, Purdue in this one.
Absolutely. Number 1, Kansas. Okay, oh, we're going ahead and move down to the Midwest region, just so you know. Number 1, Kansas against the Ivy League champs, Penn. Kansas winning big in this one.
You know, Ivy League schools always have a knack of winning, but Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Number 8, Seton Hall versus number 9, NC State. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Wolfpack on this. What about you, Doug? I like that 9-8 upset, if that exists.
The 9-8 upset. Well, it's always an interesting game to pick because they're essentially always evenly matched. And, you know, if you're a 9 seed, what's keeping you from being an 8 seed, really? But you're going Wolfpack, huh?
Mm-hmm. I like the Wolfpack in this one.
They lost early in the ACC to Boston College. That's not encouraging to me. You know, Seton Hall has this kid and, 6'10" center, Angel Delgado, who has just been a beast, averages a double-double at 13 and 11 rebounds per game. I'm going to take Seton Hall in this one.
I like it. Go Pirates. Number 5, Clemson against New Mexico State. Again, that 5-12 matchup. However, New Mexico State, they always find a way to get in the NCAA tournament, but they always get smoked in the first round. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and pick Clemson this one. I don't even know why I'm even thinking about it. Clemson wins big.
You're going Clemson, huh?
Yeah. Are you going to pick the Aggies?
We haven't picked a 12 seed over a 5 yet, have we?
Not that I can remember.
I don't think either one of us has. It has to happen. It absolutely has to happen. Clemson's kind of fell off a little bit down the stretch. They lost senior guard Dante Grantham when he tore his ACL in January for the rest of the season. I like New Mexico State in this one. Give me one win, a 12 seed over five. It's going to happen.
Wow. You just liked them because they won the Arizona Bowl, huh?
Yeah, that too.
All right, number four, Auburn against number 13, Charleston. Auburn, they really had a disappointing finish in the SEC championship. They got blown out by Alabama. However, Auburn has been one of those really flying under the radar teams. I like the Tigers in this one.
This has been a tough one for me. This was one of the 13-4 upsets I had in some of the early brackets I filled out. Just because of, you know, that watching Auburn get absolutely annihilated by Colin Sexton in the second half. But I don't think Charleston has any player like that. They have a couple guys that average, you know, 18 points a game, which is impressive. I don't think many schools do, but tough to pick against Auburn. I'll take them in at least this round.
Okay. Number six, TCU against the winner of Arizona State and Syracuse. You know, part of me wants to think that Guard U will really step up to the challenge now that, you know, they've gotten in. The NCAA selection committee really did them a favor by putting them in March Madness, because you could very easily say that Arizona State deserves to be out of the tournament. However, they snuck in. Will they get it done? You know what? I'm actually going to go ahead and pick that one. I like the winner of Arizona State and Syracuse as the 11 seed, knocking off TCU as a 6 seed.
If ASU gets there, I think there's a very good chance that they knock off TCU. I actually think they'd handle TCU quite easily, but I'm not confident enough that ASU can get by Syracuse tomorrow night in Dayton, so I'm going to have to play it safe. Look, I picked the 12-5 upset over New Mexico State over Clemson. I almost picked the College of Charleston, so give me a little bit of credit here for playing it safe. I'm going to go TCU.
Okay, absolutely. Again, you've already made some pretty surprising and gutsy picks, Dom. Ain't nobody going to take away your credibility.
Thank you.
Number three, Michigan State versus number 14, Bucknell. Arizona fans, if you remember Bucknell, you remember that they beat your Arizona Wildcats in the 2012 NIT in the first round. I'm going to go ahead and pick Bucknell to upset Michigan. No, I'm just playing. Sparty wins big.
The bracket I have off to my side here that I'm filling out for you, I actually had Bucknell written in as you were saying that. You even tricked me.
No, again, Michigan State, Miles Bridges. You said this about the Alabama game earlier. It really all comes down to who's going to be the best players on the court. Miles Bridges has been dynamite for the Spartans. I like Michigan State in this one.
Absolutely. Tough to top Miles Bridges. Michigan State wins big.
All right, Dom. Number 10, Oklahoma. Your boy, Trae Young, going up against number 7, Rhode Island.
Look, it comes back to what you and I have said already a couple times. You just said about Miles Bridges. It comes down to the best player on the court a lot. I don't think Oklahoma deserves to be in this tournament, but here they are. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say Trae Young gets the job done once. I'll take Oklahoma in the upset over URI.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I like your pick. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Oklahoma Sooners. And the last game for the round of 64, number 2, Duke against number 15, Iona. Duke, Blue Devils. The number 2 seed, Dom, you mentioned it, that upset a couple years ago when Lehigh got him.
Yeah.
It could happen. It could happen. But remember, Duke has Marvin Bagley.
I already wrote Duke for you. You can't pick Iona.
No, there's no way. There's no way. Okay, well, that does it for the round of 64. And again, we're going to kind of go ahead and do a rapid fire for the round of 32. All right, Dom, let's move back up to the South region, the round of 32. Virginia taking on your win. You had Creighton winning.
I did have Creighton. You got Kansas State, right?
Yeah. Who do you have in that one?
I like UVA. I think their D's too good. I don't think Kansas State or Creighton would be able to shoot past it. That pack line D, man, it's tough to top, and only two teams have done it all year against Virginia. Creighton won't be one of them. Neither will Kansas State, but who you have?
See, I'm really, really evaluating my picks for Virginia because they lost DeAndre Hunter for the rest of the year. He's got a broken wrist.
ACC sixth man of the year.
Yeah, and he is one of the reasons why Virginia has been so successful all year long, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But Virginia has other weapons, and I just don't see any way that the Cavaliers don't lose up until the Sweet 16. So I'm going to go ahead and pick the Cavs in this one.
Absolutely.
You picked Kentucky to win, correct, in that 5-12 matchup?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we have Kentucky, number 5, taking on number 4, Arizona. Wildcats versus Wildcats. Rematch of the 1997 National Championship. This is where Arizona could trip up. Again, John Calipari has these Wildcats, especially the freshmen, playing very good basketball right now. I don't know. I'm stumped, Dom. However, they don't have anybody that can really guard DeAndre Ayton. And that's where Arizona has the edge.
DeAndre Ayton's going to be the X factor in at least the first two games here. I have Arizona over Kentucky.
Same. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Arizona Wildcats to win that one. Going ahead to Loyola Chicago versus number 3 Tennessee. This is where I have the Loyola Chicago Magic running out. I have the Volunteers winning this one.
Do ya?
Mm-hmm.
I told you to expect one big upset for me, didn't I?
Yeah, you said you had a juicy upset.
This is gonna be it. Do I want to take Tennessee? No, I don't. I'm gonna go Loyola Chicago. I think they're gonna be that one team that makes a deep run this year as an 11 seed. 11-3s have a little bit of history. If you guys look into it. Don't look past Loyola Chicago when filling out your brackets this year. I like them over Tennessee and the Sweet 16.
Wow, you are really, really banking on the champions from the Missouri Valley Conference. I like it, Dom.
Hey, you look at Loyola Chicago. Tennessee's great and all. They come from the SEC. They play good defense. Loyola Chicago has their top 5% of D1 teams in terms of points allowed per possession. Getting that straight off of the ESPN bracketology here. So keep an eye on that number. That's huge. They play good D. Tennessee is going to struggle against them. Chicago, give me them.
Okay. You have Nevada as the 7th seed playing against Cincinnati. I have number 10 Texas playing against the Bearcats. I don't know. I want to say Texas again, Mo Bamba. But like you said, we're picking the round of 64. Mo Bamba is really the only weapon the Longhorns have.
Yeah.
So Cincinnati playing terrific basketball, have one of the best records in the country right now, sitting at 30-4. Give me the Bearcats.
Yeah, Bearcats big.
The Xavier Musketeers going ahead to the West region. The Musketeers will play. I have Missouri winning. You have Florida State winning. Regardless, I think you and I are on the same page that this is where Xavier wins this one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Number 5, Ohio State going up against number 4, Gonzaga. Gonzaga, you know, every year people want to bet against Gonzaga because they don't play anybody in their conference. And while that is very understandable, Gonzaga is still always going to be Gonzaga. I like the Zags against the Buckeyes.
I like the Zags, too. They're hot. You said it. WCC is iffy, but Gonzaga made a Final Four last year, so... it's hard to doubt them just because of the WCC. Now I like them over Ohio State.
Number 11, San Diego State against number 3, Michigan. Man, I really wish Steve Fisher was still coaching because this is the ultimate, the Steve Fisher game. We're going to go ahead and call this one the Steve Fisher game again. Steve Fisher coached the Wolverines back during the Fab 5 days, and he's also pretty much the greatest San Diego State head coach of all time. Mm-hmm. But
shout out to Ryan Finley.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan Finley. I like the Wolverines in this one.
You know, we talk about Gonzaga. San Diego State beat them this year, also beat Nevada, but they got blown out by Arizona State. So I'm going to go with the Wolverines in this one as well.
Okay. Number 7, Texas A&M against number 2, North Carolina. Dom, who do you like in this one?
I actually have Providence. I had Providence beating A&M in that first round.
That's right. But that's right.
It's not going to make a difference. UNC's winning this one.
Cool. Yeah, I think North Carolina, Joel Berry. This is a guard who, again, the ultimate Salim Stoudemire doppelganger, looks like almost identical to him. He's got the beard, he's got the hair. Like, the only thing that's missing is the headband.
Same exact. Like, if you look at their faces, they're almost like identical. Just hair and beard, they're similar.
The Tar Heels, they're playing really good basketball right now. I don't think that they're going to have a super deep run. I'm on the kind of trending towards them falling in the Sweet 16. However, it is North Carolina. They are a blue blood program. They have good guard play. Roy Williams is a terrific coach. Will I be surprised they have a deep run? No. Will I be surprised if they don't? Also no. Let's go ahead and move to the East region. Number 1, Villanova against number 9, Alabama. Again, Villanova has terrific guards highlighted by Jalen Brunson. Alabama, they have a really good backcourt with Colin Sexton and John Petty. However, in terms of guard play, Villanova outmatches Alabama, and guard play is Alabama's bread and butter. That's why I like the Wildcats in this one.
There's a reason Villanova has the highest probability to make the Final Four in the entire field. They roll on. I'll take them over Bama.
West Virginia up against number 4, Wichita State. Again, the Mountaineers are the 5 seed. Dom, who do you like? Wichita, West Virginia.
This is a tough one. I like the Mountaineers. They've kind of struggled down the stretch, struggled down the stretch in games. They were close to they were close to finishing off Kansas 3 different occasions this year and lost all 3 games. So I would not be surprised at all if Wichita State comes out on top of this one just because of West Virginia's inability to close out some of those bigger games. But I do like the West Virginia style of play. Senior guard Javon Carter is an absolute stud. He's going to carry West Virginia into the Sweet 16 and set up a big-time matchup against Villanova.
Has Wichita State seen a press like West Virginia? You know, when the going gets tough, West Virginia likes to utilize the press.
Right.
You said Javon Carter, who's been a terrific defender for the Mountaineers all year long. Again, picking against Wichita State really isn't the smart move on my part, but hey, it's March. I'm going to get gutsy. I like the Mountaineers in this one. Florida going up against number 3, Texas Tech. Florida is the 6th seed. Like I said, if UCLA were to beat St. Bonaventure, Florida would not advance as far. However, they are going up against the Bonnies. They'll catch a little bit of momentum. I like them against the Red Raiders in the round of 32.
This was one of my big upsets in that first round. I had Stephen F. Austin over Texas Tech. But we talked about the magic running out. This is where it stops for Stephen F. Austin. Florida is into the Sweet 16. Sorry, Elite Eight. Sweet 16? No, we're
on the Sweet 16.
Florida's in the Sweet 16. Not getting ahead of myself.
I have number 10 Butler going up against number 2 Purdue. Boilermakers, give me them all day long.
Absolutely, I like Purdue. I like them early in the season as a championship favorite. Not so much anymore, but enough to get the job done over Butler.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and move down to the Midwest region for the last part of the round of 32. Number 1, Kansas. up against number 9 NC State. You have number 8 Seton Hall, Dom. Still Kansas. Devontae Graham has been one of the best players all year long. They also have a new up-and-coming player. I wouldn't say up-and-coming, but he's really made a splash here recently. I forget his first name, but his last name is DeSosa. He came in and replaced an injured Azubuike, and ever since he's been in, he's been so dynamite for the Jayhawks. He's really been a bright spot for them going into the tournament. I like Kansas winning big in this one. Or not winning big, but winning pretty handedly.
Kansas is always that one seed that tampers out in the tournament and kills everyone's brackets. It might happen, but it won't happen here. I'm taking the Jayhawks.
Okay. Number 5, Clemson, going up against number 4, Auburn. Dom, you picked New Mexico State to be Clemson, so you have the Aggies going up against Auburn. However, I like Auburn in this one. How about you?
Do I want to keep the 12 seed going? That is the question.
Decisions, decisions. Remember, it's New Mexico State, not a power school that just got in the 12 seed.
Absolutely. It's tough. Look, I'm not huge on Auburn. I'm really not. But looking at matchups here in the NCAA tournament, 12 seeds don't have the best of luck over 4 seeds, especially recently. Looking at this here seed fact, since 2014, 4 seeds are 6-0 against the 12 seeds. Again, I don't like Auburn a ton, but I'll take them here.
Okay. Number 6, I picked the winner of Arizona State Syracuse against TCU.
Yes.
You played it safe and picked the Horned Frogs. They will be going up against Michigan State in the round of 32. No matter who plays up against Michigan State, they don't have the matchups for it. I like Sparty in this one.
Give me Sparty.
Number 2. I believe I picked Oklahoma to beat Rhode Island.
We both picked Oklahoma, right?
Yes. Number 10, Oklahoma, matching up against number 2, Duke. This is the official game of Jeff Capel, Mike Krzyzewski's assistant coach. He was once upon a time Oklahoma's head coach. He recruited Blake Griffin to Norman. But Grayson Allen is going to have a field day against Trae Young. He's not going to stop him. He won't stop him by any means, but he's going to do, you know, typical Grayson Allen stuff. You know,
few trips and kicks here and there.
A few trips, you know, might rough him up a little bit. But does Oklahoma have anybody that can guard Marvin Bagley?
No, Oklahoma's a one-man show. Duke's about a 7 or 8-man show. I'll take the Blue Devils.
Absolutely. Okay, well, that will do it for the round of 32. Let's go ahead and move ahead to the Sweet 16. Dom, I have Virginia going up against Arizona, and this is where I really have to think about it. I will not bet the mortgage on this game by any means.
Absolutely.
But I don't know, Dom. Part of me really wants to pick Arizona, but my brain is telling me, no, don't pick Arizona. Pick the team that is the best defensive team in the country that could stop one of the best offensive teams in the country. If Virginia has any sort of offense flowing in this game, they're going to win this game. I don't know, Dom. I don't know. What about you? What are you thinking right now?
Look, this is how I look at it here. Virginia's gonna pack it in, play pack line defense like they have all year. Only two teams have beat them. Remember, they're 31-2, and that's in one of the best conferences in all of college basketball in the ACC. In saying that, Arizona has one weapon that I believe can carry them to the Final Four and even further than that, and that's DeAndre Ayton. However, if Virginia holds DeAndre Ayton to 20-10, I think I may have said this in the last podcast. If Virginia holds DeAndre Ayton to 20-10, it's going to force guys like Alonzo Trier or Raleigh Elkins to really step up. And what I saw in Las Vegas, I saw Alonzo Trier shoot 35% from the field, 22% from three-point range. I saw him chuck up 10 three-pointers against UCLA and only make two of them.
Yep.
What's big for me with Trier is if he gets to the free throw line, he scores a lot. The one game he had in the Pac-12 where didn't play great but scored with ease, really, because he got to the free throw line. He was 10-10 from the field, from the free throw line against Colorado, finished with 22 points because of it. The other two games, he had a combined 6 free throws and finished with a combined 18 points in those two games while shooting 5 of 19 from the field, 3 of 13 from three-point range. Alonzo Trier playing some of the worst basketball of his Arizona career since he's came back from his second PED suspension weeks ago. Raleigh Elkins, on the other hand, also not playing great basketball. He lit up everyone in Tucson and in Las Vegas with his dunk against USC, but people forget he was 2 of 6 from the field in that game and only had 6 points. It was 5 of 14 the night before against UCLA. Arizona's supporting cast is one of the best in the country when they're playing at their best, but right now they're playing at their worst. It just happens that DeAndre Ayton's elevated the team. And remember, it still took overtime to beat a non-tournament team in USC. UCLA.
Preach.
Yeah, then they beat a non-tournament team, USC. But it took overtime to beat UCLA, and they played a lot of close games down the stretch. If it comes down to something like that against UVA, Arizona's not going to get the benefit of the doubt, at least for me. Look, they can make a Final Four, and if they do, it will be solely because of DeAndre Ayton, but I'm going to have to go Virginia in this one just because of their pack line defense.
Well done. Everything you said, Dom, I was nodding my head at. Especially when you talked about Alonzo Trier, because against UCLA, he had, you said, chucked up 10 three-pointers, only made two of them. Dom, must I remind you who was sitting courtside of that game against UCLA?
Absolutely. Oh, Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson. The president of the Los Angeles Lakers out there looking at who could possibly be the future of the Lakers. Every time Trier did something kind of good, he always looked over at Magic. And then every now and then, if he like chucked up a shot and missed it badly, he would look over and see if Magic like made any cringing faces or.
Yeah, I was gonna say he must have not been looking at Magic very often.
Yeah. See, Trier is so worried about improving his draft stock. And again, this is just speculation. Again, I could be completely wrong. However, it just seems like that's the case right now because
It's
the end of the year. He hasn't really seen any improvement in his stock. He's still going to be a mid-second round draft pick. Usually around this time, this is where players really earn their money.
Yeah.
And you definitely saw that against UCLA. He's got to get to the basket. He's got to drive and get to the free throw line. When he shoots at least 8 free throws a game, Arizona's probably going to win. And,
absolutely.
And he's the best, one of the best free throw shooters in Arizona program history. Like, the dude barely misses.
Basketball right now.
Yeah. So. And Raleigh Elkins, you hit it right on the head. He's not playing his best basketball. However, he does things in games that really turn the tide for Arizona. And that's why I've always said that he's kind of been the X factor, because Arizona can have just a complete dud game. DeAndre Ayton is going to go ahead and do DeAndre Ayton stuff. But when Raleigh Elkins does a play like that dunk against USC, or, I mean, any kind of plays that he's done over the course of the season, it's really sparked Arizona to go on some runs. Will that happen against Virginia? I don't know. You said Virginia in this one. I'll go ahead and be different, Dom. I will give the benefit of the doubt to the Wildcats. I have no idea why. I guess.
DeAndre.
But I guess that's a pretty good reason, is DeAndre Ayton. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the next part of the Sweet 16 in this bracket. I have Tennessee, Dom. You have Loyola Chicago.
I do.
I have Tennessee taking on Cincinnati. I got the Bearcats in this one. What do you have in your matchup?
I got the Bearcats big.
Yeah.
I know everyone wanted me to pick 11, keep them going, but I'm going to go Bearcats.
Okay, so the South region is set for the Elite Eight. For me, it is Arizona taking on Cincinnati. You have Virginia against the Bearcats. We'll go ahead. You know what? Let's go ahead and just go through it, or go through the whole region. Now that we are in the Elite Eight, Virginia matching up against Cincinnati in your bracket. Dom, who do you have in this one?
Look, we talked about it earlier. I think losing DeAndre Hunter hurts Virginia, not to the point where it's going to cost them against a team like Arizona that isn't deep themselves, but I think it will start to hurt them when they face a team like Cincinnati, who won the AAC in large part because they have so many different guys that can score. They're so physical inside. They'll hit you, and they'll hit you again, and they'll keep on making you do things that you're not exactly accustomed to. Cincinnati will make you play their game. Again, they're extremely talented on the offensive side. And in saying that, so is Arizona, and we talk about DeAndre Ayton. But Cincinnati, you know, has done more for me. They've beaten a Wichita State team. They've beaten, a UCLA team that we just talked about a little bit. But look, I like the Cincinnati team a lot. I've watched them throughout the last few weeks, watching them run through the AAC against Wichita State and through that tournament. They're playing some impressive basketball right now, and they're, to me, one of the hottest teams in the field. I'm actually going to pick them over Virginia.
You got the Bearcats going to the Final Four.
I got Cincinnati as my first team in the Final Four.
Wow, that is so awesome. Okay, well, I have Arizona playing against Cincinnati. This is the a game where I think if Arizona were to get past Virginia, they're going to be in the Final Four.
Right.
So,
I don't have Arizona in the Elite Eight, but I'll say that as well. If they do get by Virginia, I see them making an even deeper run and at least the Final Four if they get by the Cavs.
I like Arizona in the Elite Eight going to the Final Four for the first time since 2001. It's been a long time coming, and I'm pretty, I wouldn't say magical season for Arizona, but a really storied year. And, you know, here's a team that's been hit by the federal investigation of the pay-to-play scheme for college basketball recruits. Then they've dealt with injuries. Then they've dealt with Alonzo Trier getting suspended for PEDs. There's been so many hurdles for this team. If they were to get to the Elite Eight for the fourth time under Sean Miller, I could really see them getting into the Final Four. I have them winning big against Cincinnati Wildcats going to San Antonio.
And I'll say this. The reason I like Cincinnati over a team like – or a team like Cincinnati over a team like Virginia – as opposed to Arizona, is because Cincinnati has so many different ways they can score. They can shoot the ball, they can pound you inside, and that's what sets them apart for me from Arizona. If Arizona has all those parts clicking, I think they can beat Virginia, but they haven't in the last few games down the stretch against weaker opponents, so I don't see them doing it against Virginia. But Cincinnati, they're 30-4, they've had some big games this year, and they just have so many ways to score. That's why I like them over the Cavaliers.
All right, well, glad that we got one Final Four team out of the way. Dom, you have the Bearcats. I have the Wildcats. Let's go ahead and move down to the West region in this Sweet 16. We have Xavier going up against, I have Gonzaga.
Yeah, we both have Gonzaga.
It all depends on how Trayvon Blewett plays and P.J. McCurra. Trayvon Blewett's one of the best guards in college basketball right now. I'm going to say Xavier. I like the Musketeers winning this one.
because of that combination of Blewett, Makura, and do not forget about Kareem Kanter too, who Arizona fans know all too well about what this Xavier team can do. They're a lot more talented this year, I think. In saying that, I think Gonzaga has really, I don't want to say flown under the radar, but they're a 4 seed this year, is 30-4. They've kind of played really consistent, solid basketball here, like Gonzaga always does. You know, their depth's not as deep, from what I understand. Again, I haven't watched a lot of Gonzaga because they're not on TV out here a lot, being in the WCC. But, you know, this Xavier team, they're tough, man. And they've played Villanova. They've been battle-tested. They beat the Cincinnati team that I have in the Final Four. You know, it's a tough one. Probably the toughest one on the bracket I've had for me so far. You got Xavier?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and take Xavier in this one.
Okay. I like it. Moving down to North Carolina, going up against Michigan. That's the matchup I have for the Sweet 16. Dom, I like North Carolina. However, Michigan, they're one of the best names in college basketball right now is Wagner. It's spelled Wagner, but you got to pronounce the W like it's a V because it's German. Wagner. But North Carolina, like I said, they have the seniors. They have the veteranship to do it. Michigan, I really don't know too much about them other than the fact that they've been hot here in February. And while that does get put into consideration, I like North Carolina and their leaders.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about North Carolina as leaders. They got Joel Berry and Luke May. I mean, two guys that have been there, done this before, and are as battle-tested as anyone in the field. Having Roy Williams on your bench also doesn't hurt. In saying that, like you said, this Michigan team is as hot as it gets. They have Wagner, they have Rockman, and they have Charles Matthews, who's also a good scorer for them. Michigan has a lot going for them right now. They can shoot the three ball well, and they're good inside. They get a lot of boards, and they can beat you on the glass. I think this might be where UNC's magic tampers out. I'm going to go ahead and take Michigan in this one.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk about that Elite Eight game. Number one, Xavier, matching up against number three, Michigan. Don, so you talked about you liked Michigan a lot. Do you have them going into the Final Four?
I'll make it easy for you. I do. I'm going to go Big Blue all the way to the Final Four.
I love it. I like Xavier winning this one against North Carolina. Even though it's a number one versus number two game, with Xavier being number one, I kind of see this as almost an upset. Just because, you know, that's the big bad blue blood program going up against Xavier of all teams. But Xavier, they've never been to a Final Four before. Even under Sean Miller, they've been in Elite Eight many times, just like he's at Arizona. But Xavier finally gets over that hurdle. They're going to the Final Four. I like the Musketeers in this one. All right, let's go ahead and move over to the East region for the Sweet 16. I have Villanova going up against West Virginia. Jovan Carter matching up against Jalen Brunson. That's going to be one of the best matchups of the year. In terms of individual play.
Oh, Carter and Brunson's going to be an insane matchup. I'm so excited for this game. I hope it happens.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that could be better is Colin Sexton playing up against Trae Young for guards. Yeah,
but that's not going to happen.
That's never going to happen.
In the Final Four.
Excuse me. But still, Jay Wright has the Wildcats playing exceptional basketball right now. Give me Nova.
Villanova, that one seed. You know, West Virginia, again, we've talked about them. They're hot. They tamper out down the stretch, which is what worries me. just because of how good this Villanova team is. Again, their experience, we talk about Jalen Brunson, he's a candidate for player of the year, so he's as good as anyone right now. You got Nova in the Final Four?
Yep. Or I have them going to the Elite Eight.
Right, Elite Eight, we're not there yet. I don't want to give any precursors away. I don't know your bracket, so I'm not giving anything away. I think WVU's ability to close down the stretch hurts them here. I'll take Nova.
All right, and we have number two, Purdue. I have them going up against number three, Texas Tech.
Right, I got them going up against Florida.
I'm going to give me Purdue. Again, they're bigs. Isaac Haas, one of the best big men in college basketball right now. The thing about Purdue is that they've never been hot. They've been playing consistent basketball from November all the way up until this point. What's going to change for them? Of course, they could get fatigued. The season could be worn down on them. But the Boilermakers, really good basketball for them. I like the Boilers in this one.
Asked me in the middle of the season, Purdue was my pick to win the national championship. However, it's not the middle of the season anymore. It's March 13th, and Purdue has tampered out. I don't want to say tampered out because they're still a two seed, but they haven't been playing as impressive of basketball. Look, we haven't been exactly chalk here, but we don't have a ton of upsets this deep in the tournament. I will point out that one team seeded seventh or worse has made the Elite Eight each of the last 7 years. Since you or I both don't have any seven seeds or worse in the tournament left, and looking at the fact that I got a good Florida stat here. Where was it? Last five times Florida has been in the tournament, it's reached at least the Elite Eight. It's gonna happen again. Florida through to the Elite Eight.
I love it. I love it. Florida going up against Villanova in the Elite Eight. Dom, who do you have winning this one?
Look, I said at least the Elite Eight. I didn't say anything further than that.
Same. I like the Wildcats beating Purdue to get to the Final Four. Okay, absolutely. Let's go ahead and move down to the final Sweet 16 bracket in the Midwest. We have Kansas. The number one seed of that region. I have them going up against Auburn in the Sweet 16. But Bill Self against Bruce Pearl. Bill Self is a really terrific coach in March. Although Kansas has lost some very questionable games in his tenure in the tournament. Give me Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
I've been bashing Auburn the entire time, so I'm gonna boot him out here, so I don't have to talk about him anymore. Give me Rock Chalk.
Cool. Number three, Michigan State against the Dookie Blue Devils, baby. What do you have, Tom Izzo versus Coach K?
Miles Bridges.
Ooh,
Miles Bridges is tough.
I like Duke, Dom. I don't know about you.
Do you like you got Duke?
Mm-hmm.
You know, between Miles Bridges and Jaren Jackson, I think it's a lot for Duke to handle. I'm gonna go Michigan State here, Justin.
Okay, I like it. So Michigan State against Kansas. I have Duke going up against Kansas. Give me the Dookie Blue Devils. Once again, I have Duke going to the Final Four. Who do you got, Dom?
Bill Self, with Kansas as a one seed, has made the Final Four just one in seven tries. I think that holds up. Michigan State goes to the Final Four. Go Sparty.
Okay, so the Final Four is set. I have Arizona, Xavier, Villanova, and Duke. Dom, you have Cincinnati. You have Michigan State, Purdue, correct?
I got Cincinnati and Michigan on the left side, and then I have Villanova and Michigan State.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do the South region versus the West. Arizona versus Xavier. The reason why I made the bracket the way it is so we could see this Sweet 16 matchup in the Final Four.
I knew that's all you wanted.
A rematch, and that's all it is. But the biggest difference is Arizona has DeAndre Ayton. While the Wildcats had Lauri Markkanen last year, Markkanen didn't take a single shot for the final 11 minutes of that game. Totally unacceptable. If Arizona is going to be in a dogfight with Xavier, DeAndre Ayton has to have the ball almost every single time you go down the court, especially in the last stretch, which is something Miller will make note of. Give me Arizona in the Final Four rematch, or the Sweet 16 rematch in the Final Four against Xavier.
Look, that's something we haven't talked about a lot, is Arizona. You know, DeAndre Ayton has gone off in the Pac-12 tournament and kind of taken over college basketball, in large part because they've been getting him the ball more. He should have been doing that all year, really, and Arizona went to the last game in the Pac-12 play. I firmly believe that. I think they would have ran the table if DeAndre Ayton got the ball as much as he did in the last two games of the Pac-12 tournament. So I like that call. If it was Arizona to Xavier, I absolutely agree. And saying that, I have Cincinnati and Michigan. Look, I love Cincinnati. I think they're one of the most fun teams I've seen play this year. However, Big Blue's hot. I love their players. Between Wagner Rockman and Charles Matthews, as we've talked about, their big three. Their three-point shooting gets it done against Cincinnati. This is going to be such a high-scoring game, but I got Big Blue in the final four, advancing to the championship.
Wow, I love it. I love it, Dom. Number one, Villanova against number two, Duke. Star power will always kind of have the edge in my book. Again, Villanova plays great team basketball. Again, Jalen Brunson, you can't go wrong with him. One of the best guards in the country. But Duke, Marvin Bagley and company, Wendell Carter Jr., give me Duke in this one. I like Duke going to the national championship, going up against Arizona.
You got Duke and Arizona in the championship, huh?
Yep. Again, the Final Four, especially for Arizona, it's going to be a schedule of rematches. Against Xavier was last year's Sweet 16. Against Duke was none other than the 2001 national championship. I love it. You know, because Arizona's season, if they were to get this far, it'd just be storied. It'd be completely almost scripted, it feels like. And for them to have this journey, you might as well throw teams like Xavier and Duke in their way if they want to get cut down the nets in April.
All right, you got Duke, Arizona.
Yep.
I do not have that, but I have Cincinnati. Sorry, I don't have Cincinnati. I have Michigan, and my other team here. Look, I got Villanova, Michigan State. Look, I love Miles Bridges. I think he's one of the best, maybe three, if not top five players in the league. But in saying that, Jalen Brunson has been here, done this before as a freshman, so he didn't have that large of a hand of what the Wildcats did in the run to the 2016 national title. But he's seen it. He's played it. He's played in this big moment. He's played in a Final Four before, and he knows how to get the job done. So I like Villanova beating Michigan State in my Final Four.
National championship game on April 2nd in San Antonio. Man, Arizona taking on Duke. Man, it does not get better than this, Dom.
This would be, for Arizona fans, this is as good as it gets.
Arizona fans are really, really going to give me a hard time.
Oh, no.
I have Duke winning this one, Dom.
Got Duke winning, huh?
Yeah. As much as, you know, I want to, you know, see it, you know, as much as, like, especially for Arizona, as much as I want to see them have some sort of positive thing go their way, especially in March, for
that,
all the
that one shining moment, that, if you will.
Yeah, the one shining moment, exactly. I have to be real, Dom. I really do. Because their front court, Arizona says, or not Arizona, but a lot of people have said that Arizona's front court is the best in the country. And, right. you know, especially because Dusan Ristic has been playing good basketball. However, Duke has Wendell Carter Jr. So if you're going to put Marvin Bagley, a possible number one pick of the draft, over DeAndre Ayton, and then you have Wendell Carter Jr., who's probably going to be a top eight pick of the draft, that right there shows me the kind of talent that Duke has compared to Arizona. And Dusan Ristic, like I said, he's been playing really good basketball, but Duke has better talent. Grayson Allen going up against Alonzo Trier. It's just there's so many weapons that Duke can put against Arizona that can counter anything that Arizona throws at them. It's going to be a close one. It's going to be a dogfight. However, I have the Blue Devils winning this one.
All right, you got the Blue Devils winning the whole thing over Arizona. I got Michigan and Villanova in the championship game. Look, these are two of the hottest teams right now, I think, and Villanova's been one of the best teams all year, obviously ranked number one or close to it for most of the season. Look, Jalen Brunson, Big East Player of the Year. You look at a guy like DeAndre Ayton, whose game's peaking at the right time. Jalen Brunson put up 31 points in the Big East title game over Providence. So his game's peaking at the right time. Shot over 50% from the field and took 23 shot attempts, and still put up 31 points. So look, Jalen Brunson is as good as it gets when you talk about guards in the NCAA. I think he carries Villanova to another national title. They're, what would that be, 16, 17, 18? They're second in 4 years, so I like Villanova to cut down the nets. The Wildcats, but not the Wildcats everyone's going to want to listen to this podcast. I like Villanova.
That's a pretty good call. Again, you know, Dom and I are Arizona alums, but we can't be homers. We got to stay as objective as possible, and hey, we're just going to call it like we see it. So, I like Arizona. I do like Arizona getting the Final Four. However, their magic stops short because Duke, Marvin Bagley, everything that they have could just completely counters Arizona. Again, Arizona could surprise everybody, and DeAndre Ayton can go for 50 points and 30 rebounds. Would it be a shocker if he did that? Really? Maybe not.
I mean, no. If Arizona wins this thing, it would be because of DeAndre Ayton. I think he's that good. I think he can carry a team. It's just yet to be seen. So, you know, time will tell. It's March.
Absolutely. Okay, well, that will do it for this episode of the Wildcast NCAA Tournament Bracket Breakdown. It is going to be a long, long stretch of games. But if you're a college basketball fan, this is what you live for.
And it's the best time of the year.
Best time of the year. You know, filling out brackets, doing any kind of, kind of theories to determine which team is going to win. However, we hope that we were some kind of help. If you were filling out your bracket while listening to this podcast, we hope that maybe stuff that we said kind of made you change your mind on some teams. But like I said, a long stretch of games. The Arizona Wildcats will take on number 13 Buffalo in Boise, Idaho for a 6:40 p.m. tip-off. That game will be on CBS. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and always download that free Wildcaster app. We have articles, videos, photo galleries, everything, you name it. For Dom, I'm Justin. We'll see you next time. Happy March Madness.